day.
Hurricane Bill takes a life in Maine, injures some others. We'll give you the details, sadly, on that story. Meanwhile, the president's approval rating continues to take a beating. Cash for clunkers, baby. It's over on Monday. Coming up around the bend, we're going to talk with Vern Motor, a financial expert, about what that means if you want to take advantage in the next day. Wonder if a lot of the dealerships will be jammed with people or not, because frankly, did the program work or was it just a bust? Depends on your point of view. A lot of dealers complaining because they still haven't gotten their money. And that's where we start. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, as always, thrilled to be the captain on this ship. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. Maybe you went to see Inglourious Basterds at the movies. The Brad Pitt, Quentin Tarantino flick. Number one at the box office. We told you in our cheap movie review last week, swinging into the weekend, we wouldn't be surprised if that was the case. I'll tell you the startling number a little bit later. But speaking of money and numbers, it's always about healthcare and this fight over public option. And whether or not the Democrats will dump the idea of a public option, and will the Blue Dog Democrats hang on, and what will the GOP do, and ultimately, what's going to be in our back pocket or in our purse? What kind of health care are you going to be carrying around come fall? I think it's really going to crescendo and explode in Washington. Really, honestly, I think you're going to see a lot of people march on Capitol Hill. No kidding. Senator Orrin Hatch and Chuck Schumer, just part of the Sunday swirl, as they were guests on Meet the Press. Naturally, healthcare, part of the discussion. Senator Orrin Hatch from Utah had this to say about why the public option stinks, basically.
Well, didn't I say tens of millions of people? Others
have said
as many as
10 million.
Well, that's plenty. But others are saying up to 119 million people. It ranges in between. The point is, it's always more than what the government says it is. Look, I don't think people in this country believe that the federal government controlling everything is the best system of last resort. I think we should have more flexibility in the states to solve their own problems. For instance, New York is not Utah. Utah is not New York. We have a tremendous health care system that works out here. They don't in New York. Massachusetts. Massachusetts has that so-called connector system. They now haven't added people over the last 2 years because they're almost bankrupt because of the cost of their government plan. You know, if you get on through it, anybody that believes that the federal government is going to take this over and do a better job than the private sector, even with all the faults of the private sector, I think just hasn't looked at the last 30 years.
All right, so Hatch agrees with what I keep saying as I do you really trust the government to take this over? Look at the shambles Social Security is in. They're already talking about having to have some of the checks shrink because they frankly aren't going to have enough money. It's probably going to run out in the next 2 years. That's just one government debacle. Started off well, but then, of course, they pilfered it to pay for something else. Senator Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, has a much different opinion about the public option than Senator Hatch.
The problems, Orrin is right, Medicare costs are out of control. So are private sector costs. That relates to the fundamental problems in the health care system, and it's why President Obama feels we have to take this on. Because if we don't, both the public sector, Medicare, and the private sector, private insurance companies, insurance is going to become so expensive that people won't be able to get it. And it's not 20 years away, it's 5 to 10 years away. So it takes a lot of courage to take this on. What I would say is this. We need to get at these fundamental cost problems, and we ought to try different models. There is no mandate with the public option.
Right,
that's one of the myths that's been put out here. It's like a college system. In New York State and Utah, there are public colleges, private colleges. You choose the one that's best for you, and competition makes both of them better.
All right,
and see, that's up for debate. Do you really think competition would make both of them better versus the private versus the public option? We'll debate that, of course, later on this show. But in the meantime, Chuck Schumer served it up. So how can things get better? What needs to happen with health care that he thinks would work related to either a health co-op or the public option. Here's what he told David Gregory.
No, if you read what Mr. Gibbs said and others have said after Secretary Sebelius's comment, it's clear that they much prefer a public option. Obviously, we are going to try to get a bipartisan bill. But a public option to many, many objective observers is essential to bringing those costs down because it provides competition. And at the end of the day, we will have one. We will have one. Because I believe even if every Republican says that they will not be for a public option, we can find a level playing field, level playing field type public option where both insurance companies and this option compete. And we will get 60 Democratic votes for it.
All right, so that's up for debate as well. Are the 60 votes there? Well, the 60 votes certainly could be had. We know that when you look at, of course, the control the Democrats have. But we've been talking about that now since Obama was elected. Later on ATN, we'll jump back to healthcare. We're going to talk about cash for clunkers as one of the programs that looked like it had some promise, but it had a lot of sizzle, but now it's starting to fizzle. We're going to do that in a few moments with Vern Motor. But before that, sad story about Hurricane Bill. I was talking about Hurricane Bill coming ashore and what was going to happen with the ocean swells, et cetera. And as so many fear, that's exactly what happened in Maine. A seven-year-old girl, picture this, is with her family, and she's at a park, the Acadia National Park, pretty famous area, and she's there just looking at the water. There's kind of a rocky ledge at the park, several of them actually. It's just staring out in the this wave, a rogue wave, just sweeps them off of that ledge, and sadly, the seven-year-old girl dies. Two others, a 12-year-old girl and a man, their condition still not being released, and those victims were among, you know, thousands of people who were at the park late on Sunday morning because they wanted to watch the high waves from Hurricane Bill, because that's what you were seeing offshore from that vantage point. And they apparently tried to warn people to try to get them to stay far enough away if they were going to watch. Okay, you can watch, but be careful how close you go to the water. And sadly, that's what happened. And that area is just a beautiful area. So you can imagine it's a Sunday morning, dad with his kids, other families up there, just got a little bit too close to the water. And next thing you know, that wave comes up and whisks them away. Now that storm had winds of about 70 miles an hour and pretty, you know, still pretty strong, especially again with what it did to the water. So the tropical storm warnings were actually lifted in the U.S. I talked to my mother late on Saturday. She was supposed to go to the Jersey Shore, and she said if there were people surfing, they were trying to sneak in because they were not letting people, even in southern New Jersey, go in parts of southern New Jersey. They weren't letting them go into the water for fear of the riptides. They didn't want anyone there because of the swells, et cetera, and as I said, the tides closer to shore. And now Newfoundland, they're saying the same thing, these dangerous swells, 6 inches probably possible rain. And the rip currents, people, I think, look at the signs and think, oh, that's okay. But the water is not safe even for strong swimmers. So that's a sad story to tell you about with the little girl. And we don't know about the other conditions of the other people who were washed off the rock as well. Coming up next, Cash for Clunkers on ATN.
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over you're smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you still driving around in that clunker? Were you thinking of racing to your local dealership to trade it in and get, I don't know, up to $4,500 and buy yourself a new ride? So we're talking about now here on America Tonight. Hey, hey, everybody. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. He's been on before. He's terrific. Vern Motor, financial man. Let's talk about the program. Vern, thanks for hanging with us here on ATN.
Hey, Darla. Thanks for having me back on.
You know, looking at cash for clunkers, I'm just going to ask you this, just a broad question. Was this a good idea? Did you think it was a good idea when you heard about it?
No, I really didn't, for a lot of different reasons. From a consumer standpoint, it's a feel-good program. It feels like we're going to get a lot of gas guzzlers off the road. We're going to get some more fuel-efficient cars on the road. We're giving Americans a rebate to help them buy the vehicle. I mean, that all sounds good. But really, Darla, the reality is we're financing almost 100% of these cars with debt, and they're talking about taking on another $18 billion in debt. Now, three of that's the billion from the government, but most Americans are financing the other portion of these cars. And that's just a huge amount of debt to take on in the recession that we're in.
Yeah, no kidding. In talking about, the concept, like you said, the concept was a decent one, but then when you think about the debt that you're taking on, et cetera. And then, of course, were you surprised that a lot of these dealers haven't, Vern, gotten their money yet? Because they were saying they're waiting 3-4 weeks and they still haven't seen any cash. So they have all these people turning in these cars and they're, shelling out these discounts, but they're not seeing the money back.
You know, it really didn't surprise me. They were supposed to have their money within 10 days, and the system's been so bogged down with requests and the paperwork has to be just perfect that there are dealers out there who have sold a lot of cars on faith that they're going to get their money. Uncle Sam owes them, in some cases, millions of dollars, and they haven't gotten any of that, and they're still trying to make payroll for their service and their salespeople. It's been pretty tough on them.
Yeah. This is Kate Delaney here on America Tonight, and we're talking to Vern Motor, financial man, about cash for clunkers. Maybe some of you listening turned in your cars. Maybe some of you thought about it and you realized this isn't the way you wanted to go. A lot of you called up and said the same thing Vern has said. We've talked about it, that it really wasn't a good idea. In looking at where we are, you know, financially and in talking about cars in general and dealerships, etc. From the financial point of view and looking at this, and if you give somebody advice, what do you tell them? Like if their car is on their last legs, Vern, and I came to you for advice and said, okay, I got this debt, I got that debt, Vern, man, help me out. What do I need to do? But we got, gosh, our car's on its last legs. Should I just put in that new, you know, engine, or do we just have to have that expense of getting a new car?
Well, Kate, rarely is the answer go buy a brand new car, because most very wealthy people don't necessarily buy new cars. The depreciation off the lot is tremendous, so that's rarely the answer. Usually the answer is let's go find yourself a good used car that has a few thousand miles on it, and maybe it's a couple of years old, and now some of those cars are the clunkers that are being traded in, so it's making it harder and harder for people to be able to buy those. The recommendation to buy a new car for most financial advisors, you won't hear it just because it doesn't make fiscal sense.
Yeah, no kidding. If people were telling you that along the same lines, okay, so we're trying to trim up our budget, we're trying to figure out how we can keep thriving and surviving, what would be one of the, because we've talked about this before, what would be one of the first things that you would tell everybody listening right now that they could do?
Well, the first thing is you really have to make sure you keep as much cash liquid as possible, which kind of goes against going out and buying a car. But right now, when times are tough, you want to make sure you've got an emergency fund and that you've built up some cash. And when times are really tough and you're uncertain about your job, and it just came out the other day that Americans are more uncertain about losing their job now than since they've been keeping track of that statistic, Kate. So people are still pretty worried. You need to build that emergency fund even more during times of economic challenge. So you really, really want to keep that cash on hand, cut back where you can. Sometimes if you don't have an emergency fund set up, I even recommend pay minimums on your credit card to get some of that extra cash built up before you start going back and paying off that debt.
Yeah, by the way, I agree with you. Susie Orman always tells people, you know, pay off the credit card. But then what happens is, yes, you should pay off the credit card. You don't want the rate to be bumped up, the APR. But at the same time, if you have, like you say, no liquid, if you have no money, then what happens when you lose your job, or what happens when you just need cash? You're not spending it on frivolous things, but you need to get your hands on some cash. Well, you've already put it all toward the credit cards, and you have nothing in the bank, right?
Right, and it's a comforting feeling. You have a little cash put away. You know, some Americans have never saved money, and so once they get that feeling of saving money, it energizes the rest of their plan, and they'll actually pay off their debt a lot faster knowing that they have that comfort.
Yeah, no kidding. So you weren't surprised that this is ending Monday and it's ending prematurely, right?
No, I'm really not surprised, and it's hard to tell. We might have some overruns of that $3 billion by Monday as well, but it's just been really, really tough on dealers getting stuff in, but they are selling a lot of cars. But, Kate, we have to remember, these are probably cars that would have sold in the future, so we're going to get a big blip in GDP, and everybody's going to think the economy's coming back around, and it's not.
Yeah, you know, I had a financial friend tell me this the other day, a buddy tell me, wait till you see the second wave of bogus mortgages, because we've only really seen the first wave. There's a second wave coming, and it's going to be just as equally as bad. Do you think that's true?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think we've seen the bottom of the market. And then there's the whole commercial real estate wave that I think we're going to see. We haven't seen that yet. And it's going to get worse before it gets better. But there's a lot of positives in the economy. I'm not a doom and gloom guy. There's a lot of positives out there. I just don't like it when we're financing our gross domestic product and trying to tell the American people that we're coming out of a recession because of high auto sales when we're really not.
Yeah, the best thing is hit us with the truth. Tell us the truth, right? I would agree with you.
Yeah, we can deal with the truth. We can't deal with a bunch of fictitious numbers.
Right, right, absolutely. So, and I agree with you too, by the way. I'm not a doom and gloom person either. I'm the glasses half full. So I think you look at positive things you can do. You told us one of them, you know, keep a little cash there because it makes you feel better and you can pay off the credit cards as you go along, right? So that's one thing that people can do. And I guess the other thing is, somebody told me this one time, I don't know if you agree with this or not, Vern, is you don't just obsess about the bills. You just don't worry about it. You just almost approach you flip your attitude toward owing money.
Yeah, you almost need to do that because that can bring you down, and so can the media. The media can bring you down. I like to tell people what you focus on expands. So if you want to focus on something, focus on other ways to go generate a little extra income. Focus on the income side and don't worry about all the money going out. That really helps people kind of say, hey, I could go do this and make a little extra money and really put a little more into my budget, and that helps them out a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the way to look at it, definitely. All right, so people want more information because, of course, you do your own little radio thing, and you've got a whole system about pathway to success and whatnot. They can go to VernMotor.com, correct?
That's right, VernMotor.com.
All right, thanks, Vern. We appreciate it. You take care.
Okay, thank you for having me on again.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Vern, of course, is a CPA, financial planner, and the one thing that he's said now, I think this is the second time he's come on with us, is what I agree with. A lot of people think that you get it, whatever the credit cards are, et cetera, you get them in the mail and you just hurry and pay them all off. And in theory, that's good, but you want to be liquid. Just remember that you want to be liquid. And I think he's right, and we've talked about that too as well. This program of cash for clunkers, in theory, just sounded good, right? But when you have so many dealers are struggling financially, they're waiting for these government reimbursements. And now for the average Americans paying, you know, should the average Americans, taxpayers really, be forced to fund a program aimed at really helping the environment now? We're in this awful downturn in the economy and looking at those, geez, on those unemployment numbers are just awful. In Las Vegas, Time Magazine did a story, I guess it was last week, that Vegas was all about the real estate. Remember, everybody was running to Vegas, and Vegas is not so good now. A lot of people aren't doing the gambling thing because they don't have the extra money, so it's not completely like a ghost town, but it's based on tourism and hotel rooms filling up, and that's not happening there. So their unemployment rate is one of the highest in the entire country. California finds itself in that same position. When the numbers come out and they say unemployment nationally is just under 10%, don't buy it, because a lot of these cities and a lot of these states are actually a little bit higher. And we come up for air on the flip side. We've got odds and ends. What happened when you were hanging out, watching the game, sleeping over the weekend?
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button, and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
If you'd like to replace the ineffective and toxic cleaning products under your sink, you need to visit BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean is the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms every other competitive cleaning product on the market today. BioGreen Clean is tough enough to take on the kitchen, the bathroom, your outdoor grill, and virtually anything in your car, home, boat, or office, yet is safe enough for your children and pets. BioGreen Clean does not contain harmful chemical solvents, such as commonly used chemicals, Butox ethanol, petroleum products, bleach, hydrogen peroxide, annoying fragrances, or perfumes. BioGreen Clean is eco-friendly, effective, and your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So get rid of all those harmful cleaning products and get the one that actually works. Visit BioGreenClean.com. That's B-I-O, Green Clean, BioGreenClean.com. Or call 877-572-6516. That's 877-572-6516. BioGreen Clean. It works hard so you don't have to. Try it today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
An incompetent politician from New York plays the race card, fair or foul. We'll jump to that in a second, but let's get you caught up to date as to what happened over the weekend, if you missed it. The good news is Hurricane Bill didn't slam into the East Coast the way many thought it would initially early last week when we were looking at all the maps and analyzing it. The sad news is a rogue wave pulled 20 into the sea in Maine, swept people away. One 7-year-old girl died as a result. Her family just out in Maine at a very famous point trying to watch the high seas. You know, it's exciting. You go out, you're looking for the water and the swells and all that sort of stuff, and who knew? That's the danger. And sadly, as I said right from the get-go, I hate to tell you about that one because, I mean, here she's just a child. She's out there with her family, and she's just like everyone else, gooey-eyed over looking at the big swells. I can remember doing that in Cape May with my family going out onto the jetty, and of course, we weren't talking about after a hurricane or one when one had just passed by, but I remember how exciting it was, and, you know, you're not thinking about that. In this case, the high seas just reached out and grabbed them, unfortunately. Also, you might have missed this over the weekend. A couple of things from the swine flu department. The government, of course, is planning some vast swine flu vaccine efforts, public relations all over the place. As we know, the allotted amount they originally called for, not available. Last week on the air, we had a great doctor who was one of the ministers of health in Canada for over 30 years, and he told us, you know what, it's really a hoax. It's just to make money. Strains of flu come up all the time. Don't buy this. But because we're being sold this about how dangerous the swine flu is and all this other sort of stuff, now we're starting to see more reports bubble up. Because we're getting closer to the NFL season, we learned that there were a couple of Miami Dolphins who might have the swine flu. They were ill. They're waiting to see what the test results show. In fact, they're both quarterbacks for the Dolphins, rather. Sean Smith and Jason Allen, they just got sick. You know, that flu undescribable symptoms sometimes that you feel. They decided to do some tests on them. They're hoping that that's not what it is, just because certainly the strain can hang on to you for quite some time. When you get those flu-like symptoms, people aren't necessarily, are you thinking off the top of your head, my gosh, I have the swine flu. In the fall, we know there are all kinds of strains too. So are you automatically thinking when you have those symptoms, oh my gosh, this is what it is? Of course, these two play for a big NFL team, so they're going to be tested for all kinds of things. And they believe that it might, in fact, be that, that strain. And as I said, in the meantime, the discussion continues over, you know, what children get the vaccine and all that other sort of stuff. And then there's also people who are saying, forget about it, I'm not going to have my child vaccinated. So it's going to get real interesting here in the next couple of weeks once the testing is done. In the meantime, I mentioned this, President Obama's ratings or approval ratings are starting to tank. The Rasmussen report, which does a daily presidential tracking poll, I think it's pretty good, I think it's pretty accurate, showed on Sunday that 20% of the nation's voters strongly approve of the way Obama's performing as, you know, president. 41% strongly disapprove. So that's not good. You look at those numbers. That gives him a rating, a presidential approval index, that's what they call it, of minus 14. This is the lowest so far yet for Obama. The previous low was minus 12, and that was at the end of July. A lot of this has to do with, of course, the healthcare debate and what we're seeing at the town halls and the frustrations with a lot of people feeling as though this healthcare reform was being crammed down their throat. Also, while you were sleeping in a little bit later, maybe on the weekend, if you were fortunate enough to do that, and then you caught some of the action later in the day, this story broke that lots of older people are actually going to be looking at a shrinking Social Security check next year. The first time in a generation, payments are not rising. Normally, they do. So the trustees who oversee Social Security are projecting there won't be a cost of living adjustment for the next 2 years. Do you realize that this has not happened since 1975? And of course, you know, you talk about everything going up and people are on fixed incomes. It makes it pretty tough. And naturally, a lot of the income, some of the people that are relying on Social Security for, some of the income goes toward health care. So those costs rise faster even than inflation. So this is certainly a pretty tricky deal. We're not even talking about futuristic Social Security concerns. We're talking about currently into the next year. My, oh, my. Sam is listening across the border in Montreal. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's on your mind, buddy?
Besides the Alouettes winning another football game, Julie spoke to a friend of hers who was in San Antonio, Texas, and her friend is so against this health care thing, it's not even funny. Because, well, first of all, her friend's a doctor. That's why.
Right.
And she doesn't like the, because, you know, her friend, well, her friend went to med school here, you know, med school here at McGill. And, she found out what it was like here, you know, with our socialized medicine. So, you know, she was making a pretty comfortable living in San Antonio. Then all of a sudden she hears about this and she's starting to, as she bluntly put it, as she bluntly put it, but I'll clean it up for you, she's sweating her chest.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, she's worried that, you know, it's going to be like she may not be able to, you know, because she's hearing from some of her colleagues up here in Montreal that they're only taking so many patients and not taking any new ones because, you know, government's only paying, you know, paying out so much. And her friend is really starting to get, you know, I wouldn't say a lot. Well, she says sweating, but I think it's more like nervous but on a wait-and-see attitude type thing.
Right, and that's what you have to do. You have to wait and see because it's not happening tomorrow,
right.
So the sky isn't falling tomorrow. But guess what, Henny Penny? The sky will fall soon, sooner
right.
rather than later if you're a doctor, if you're in the private healthcare industry.
Right.
Because as we played something earlier from Senator Chuck Schumer from New York, if any of these things are implemented, they're not going to be implemented down the road. They're going to happen right away. It's not something they're going to talk about. Once it, if a bill passes, they're going to try to jump on it fast. They're not going to try to drag it out by the time. Now, I know how the government works, and I think that he must be he's looking through rose-colored glasses, but still the push will be on to make it happen pretty fast. And if you do have some kind of a public option or co-op, Sam, competing
right.
with, like, your doctor friend, acquaintance in San Antonio,
right.
It will make a difference, absolutely.
Right, for sure, for sure. Now let's just get off the beaten track for 1 second. Did you go Friday night?
Oh, you know what? I was supposed to go, but I had some business come up, so I couldn't go. I heard it was exciting for the people who went to Jerry's Palace because, of course, the Cowboys played in a preseason game.
Right. Yeah, I mean, why spend all that money, you know, for a ticket when you can just watch it on a big, gigantic TV screen?
Well, see, here's the thing. As somebody who's done sports their whole life and have looked through many, plates of glass or plexiglass, in a press box somewhere in some state at some game,
right.
I would personally, as somebody just watching the game, I would rather see it at home. Maybe go to a game or two, but I would rather see it at home because
right.
I want to see the replays and I want to see what happened.
Right, not to mention if the game's a blowout, you don't want to start fighting traffic. And I saw during the warm-up that some of the punters were hitting the screen. So I had this strange feeling this year that a lot of punts aren't going to be returned because they're going to be blown dead.
Yeah, that could happen.
Well, I liked it. Yeah, when you said Jerry's Palace, maybe that should be the name of the stadium, Jerry's Palace.
He'd probably like to name it that. Sam, thanks for the call.
Take care.
It's funny, he brings up sports. Sam, obviously, a sports enthusiast like I am and certainly like our technical maestro, Matt Johnson, is as well. And coming up, we have Nailed the Score in a couple of weeks. NFL games, I pick the game of the week. We give what we think our final score will be. If you correctly nail the score, you win some of the best prizes I think I've ever given out on any radio show I've done, whether it was open talk or a sports talk format. Governor Patterson from New York is saying the calls for him to not seek reelection are because he is a black man. And it has to do with his color and nothing else. He said this heading into the weekend is something you might have missed late on Friday. And that's why people were calling him out, that he's launching into this angry rant that the only reason why the whole idea to get me to not run in the primary, this is what Governor Patterson said, is because I'm an African American governor, and we are not in the post-racial period. The reality is the next victim on the list, and you can see it coming, is President Barack Obama, who did nothing more than try to reform a health care system. So let's see. Do you agree? Is he right in saying that? I think he's a nincompoop. And he screwed up his administration from the beginning. But I'm asking you, America, is there any thread of truth to this? 800-259-5791. Is it difficult for people of color in the political game? Or no, the people want him out because he's terrible at his job. You be the judge.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Well, down hearted and confused, because lately you've been starting to lose.
My name is Lieutenant Aldo Rain, and I'm putting together a special team. And I need me 8 soldiers. 8 Jewish American soldiers. We're going to be doing one thing, and one thing only. Killing Nazis.
All right, killing Nazis, as Brad Pitt put it in the movie Inglourious Basterds, obviously worked because Quentin Tarantino's movie was a big score with so many people worldwide, a huge opening for them. I think huge because, you know, there have been a lot of big blockbuster movies. So in looking at what it raked in now, because I have just got an updated total, a worldwide total of $65.1 million. And this is just the first week of its release. And if you don't know anything about this movie, the Weinstein brothers, it's their company, basically, that's distributing it, right? At least domestically, they released it. So there was a lot of pressure on them because they haven't had a great big hit in a long time, and before they were just pumping them out. What this movie is about is a tale of a Jewish commando and a plot, commandos just basically, and a plot to take out Nazi leaders during World War II at a movie premiere. Sounds kind of silly, maybe. I heard it was really well done. So, like I said, a big hit so far on the board, and by the time, you know, a couple of weeks roll around, it should be well over 100 plus million and counting. Cha-ching. Don't know if the governor of New York went to the movies over the weekend, but he should have cooled off based on some of the comments, I think, that he made to the media in New York late on Friday. It started to break. He's saying that, you know, they don't want him to run again in the primaries because he's black. And I think he's playing, in this case, he's playing the race card, and I don't think he's right on that. In fact, even people of color in New York are saying they're down on Patterson. So, and it's not because, you know, he's black. He's not being treated unfairly. It's not a racist or racial thing. I don't believe it. I mean, the honeymoon period for him ended quickly. He made a lot of mistakes, especially in the very, very beginning, if you remember, when he jumped into office. Now, he has had some accomplishments. He jumped on a dysfunctional Senate in New York, like nobody else had done in the past. But there are some other things that I think he really messed up. And, of course, like other governors, he's dealing with having to cut a lot of programs. That does not make you popular, right? So if you raise taxes, cut programs, I don't think people want to reelect you. Raising taxes is like the death knell for any politician. Any politician. All right, Dana is listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hey, Dana, how are you?
I'm okay, Kate. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, two, three things. The governor you're talking about, I think you're right. I think he just poo-pooed in his whole thing by making that statement. I'm really tired of hearing politicians or anybody saying that the reason they're not popular anymore is because they're black.
Yeah.
They need to get over the race issue and realize, gee, maybe it's something I did or didn't do or something I said or didn't say. But mm-hmm. That's not why I called. That was just something you were talking about.
Right.
My main reason to call was the second wave of mortgage fiasco in foreclosures that I have heard is in the loop and on its way. Now, have you ever heard of Taylor Bean and Whitaker Mortgage Company out of Ocala, Florida?
I haven't heard of them, no.
Okay, they have had 30 offices in Florida. They're nationwide, and they even go have their own bank, Platinum Bank, all kinds of high dollar. They were an independent mortgage company. They were shut down Monday, August the 3rd. The Treasury Department showed up and barred and chained the doors, which tells you the IRS was with them, the guys with the guns and the badges.
Sure. Sure.
The FBI was there dressed like SWAT members carrying machine guns. And then you have the TARP people who are supposed to be the watchdogs over all of the mortgage stimulus money. They were hauling off. You can still find some of the pictures on the Internet. They were carting off on dolly banker boxes of papers. Now, the last that anybody has been able to find out as of recent, beyond the news that Florida, a week ago Friday, the state of Florida canceled any rights, business rights that Taylor Bean had to make any kind of new mortgages in that state. Now remember, 30 offices just in Florida itself. And the FHA, which is the insurance industry for these loans,
mm-hmm.
has stopped them from being able to write any new loans for 18 months. Now, all that's come up since then is they are under investigation for criminal charges involving fraud and shaky mortgage deals. Now, this is one of the biggest independent mortgage companies in the nation, and it's all been so hush, hush, and quiet. If you didn't find it on the Internet, you're not going to hear it on national news or TV channels or anything. So by them being so big, I think this is going to be another suck drop into the bottom of the pit for more foreclosures.
Oh, no, I already agree that. I was talking to a couple of financial guys last week, and there was a big bank closure, as you know, in Texas. What was a Guarantee? And
yeah,
that,
yeah.
Then their assets were sold off, and that was another big one for a big shoe to drop. And I think that we're seeing that across the board, this also the second wave kicking in for some of those balloon payments that are due. There will be a very bad second wave of mortgages that crash to the earth. That's why Senator Dodd is proposing that maybe for first-time home buyers, they might kick up that incentive to $16,000. Right now it's $8,000 because the government is desperately afraid of what this is going to look like and what that's going to do in the middle of all this conversation about, with the unemployment numbers and all the conversation about health care and what the cost is going to be. And people, frankly, as you know, scared to death about, you know, are we going to have any money left when it's all said and done? Unless we are millionaires, can we survive in this country anymore? You know, that's why I'm for smaller government. You see what happens when things get out of control and the greed, certainly with the mortgages to write some of these bogus mortgages across the board just to get the money churning and burning. Now that's Wall Street, but then we bailed out Wall Street.
Well, see, and the government is getting bigger and bigger in all the private industry. The mortgages. Do you know who my mortgage is with Taylor Bean and Whitaker? Do you know who's going to be servicing the Taylor Bean Whitakers? And I talked to them last week. Is Bank of America. Now, let's stop and analyze Bank of America. A year ago, when they bought Countrywide held back a lot of debts that Bank of America didn't know about, and they took them on, and then it put them in a financial tailspin. And right now, they're trying to close 600 branches across the U.S.
Yeah.
I mean, where are we headed with all this? When is it going to stop?
Right. I agree with you 100%. Thanks for the phone call. I talk about it all the time. I mean, you're preaching to the choir. It's scary to see what's happened. Our financial services industries, et cetera, flip flop. And then, of course, the bailouts and what the government has done. And more, the more that our government, I believe, gets involved, the more tainted some of these things become. You know, it's interesting. I was looking at a story over the weekend on Ben Bernanke and ultimately what was going to happen with the Federal Reserve chairman. And you look at this last year and this horrible financial crisis, the worst since the Great Depression, and what it's done to the banking system. And, you know, the Federal Reserve man, chief, whatever you want to call him, has definitely, to me, underestimated the crisis, and he initially did that. And so instead, they injected more risk by the incredible sums of money that's been needed to fight what's happened. So is the economy, I mean, are we to believe some of the things that we read, that the economy is strengthening and, you know, don't worry, if we look down the road, it's not going to take too long. You know, you look at what's sustainable and we're going to have this recovery and we're not going to ignite inflation. I'm just not buying it. You know, Bernanke is a scholar of the Great Depression, and a lot of people think he has the knowledge to get us through this very dark period. But I don't know whether or not he's going to get reappointed, and I'm not so sure I want Big Ben as the guy calling the shots there at the Federal Reserve. How about you? You can flip me an email day or night, americatonight.net.
Well, that's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.
Hey, we got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rubes all at the same time?